Welcome to the Darden Business Cast, the weekly podcast that features the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. Thanks for listening. I'm Ken White. Today's podcast was posted on October 30th, 2009. The Darden Business Cast headlines today include the artistic side of Darden, a great showing in Maryland, and renewable energy and sustainability. In our interview segment, we'll talk with Darden's manager of sustainability programs about the progress the school is making in that arena. First, here's the news. Do you take your camera along on your world travels? Well, if so, you probably have a great photo or two of people and places from around the world. Well, Darden would like you to share those photos. It's time for this year's Darden Art Project, also known as DART. This year's theme is Embracing the World Beyond the Classroom. DART is open to all Darden alumni, students, faculty, and staff. Just select up to three of your favorite digital photos and submit them online. Judges will select the winners, and those photos will be on display in the Darden Classroom hallway. The deadline for submission is November 22nd. For more information, contact second-year student Ryan Rayborn at rayborn.r10@darden.virginia.edu. Well, it's a big week at Darden as the school hosts the third annual Sustainability and Renewable Energy Forum. The event, sponsored by Net Impact and the Darden Energy Club, is taking place as we record this week's podcast. A number of panels and speakers make up the agenda. The highlight of the conference, a presentation by Ray Anderson, the founder and chairman of Interface Incorporated. Videos of the forum will be posted soon to the Darden MBA YouTube site. Environmental sustainability is a top priority at Darden. The school has made a promise to be a zero-waste, zero-carbon enterprise by 2020. When it comes to sustainability, the school wants to be the best at teaching it and living it. Now, since the Renewable Energy and Sustainability Forum is taking place this week, we thought it was an appropriate time to invite the school's manager of sustainability programs, Erica Hers, to join us on the Business Cast. Erica blogs about sustainability. She also hosts the Darden Green Pod, a popular podcast series on the subject. Erica, welcome. Nice to have you back.
Thank you, Ken.
How is the blog going, by the way?
It's been a lot of fun. I've realized that writing is just a good way to express things that I'm interested in, so I've enjoyed it very much.
And I've heard a lot of people talk about it, so I think it must be you got off on the right foot, obviously.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's nice to hear.
Yeah. Well, this week's forum, big deal, and it's taking place right now as we record. So tell us some of the highlights.
We have a really over-the-top group of speakers this time. I mean, the students always do a wonderful job preparing these forums, but Patrick Ryan and his team have just done a fantastic one, especially. In particular, we have Andres Secours, who's coming from Suzlon Wind to talk about trends in the wind industry. He'll be speaking this evening. And then tomorrow, Ray Anderson, who's one of my personal heroes, is coming to speak. He is the chairman and founder of Interface, and it's a company that has a very excellent sustainability track record, and he'll be talking about that.
And he seems to be the one that everybody's talking about. That's creating a lot of buzz, him coming in like that. Is it hard to get speakers on that level for our students to pull them in?
Sometimes people think, you know, Charlottesville's a little farther away than other places that are more on the beaten track. But I think that Ray was very interested in coming here because he really has a message that he wants to get out about how business plays a role in creating a better society for all of us. And so he's very passionate about reaching MBA students as well as people in our local business community. So we're so pleased that he could make it.
Well, let's talk about the school's sustainability promise. You know, we've promised to do some things by 2020. Tell us about that.
We really set ourselves out there with a very aggressive, very public goal, and we were very committed to having it being on the learning arena as well as on the operations arena, because we know that we best teach about sustainability when we're operationalizing it ourselves. And one of the neat things that happened in September is we featured a brand new case written by Casey Lichtendahl, professor of decision analysis. And he featured this case in early part of the month with the decision analysis required course on Skanska USA and its decision whether or not to seek LEED Platinum certification for one of its headquarters buildings. So it was an interesting way to teach a typical learning point, net present value, but teach it from the standpoint of a sustainability context. And we also had featured speakers from the company come. And it was just an excellent opportunity to give students the chance to learn about something they might not have otherwise learned about as they learn net present value. So that was one of the fun things that happened in September. We also continue to progress with our new research institute, the Alliance for Research on Corporate Sustainability. It's now a 10-school consortium. And we received our very first National Science Foundation grant last month. So we will be conducting a workshop in Washington, D.C. as part of that grant activity. So on the learning front, there's been a lot going on.
When we started this, when did we make the public statement? We're gonna get all this done by 2020. Has that been a year?
It was April of 2008 that we came out with that statement.
Are you on track, do you think? Is Darden going? Or could you even imagine where we were going to go in the upcoming years?
Well, we certainly have a lot of opportunity to improve. We know that. We're not anywhere close. And how we're thinking about it right now is in terms of energy and waste, that we want to really focus on, by the end of 2010, our energy efficiency and our conservation activities. So we've set kind of an informal goal of reducing our energy use and our waste by about 25% by the end of 2010. And then once we do that, or as in the process of doing that, we look at how do we produce renewable energy, how do we purchase renewable energy, because that will be the next big step for us.
Now, food seems to have played a role. You know, we've got the farmers market and some of the lunches. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. We know that locally sourced food has a lower carbon footprint than food that comes from very, very far away.
Right.
It's also something that impacts our community. When we source locally, we're supporting a farmer here locally.
Sure.
And it's a tremendous amount of fun. So Tom Cervelloni and his team have been very supportive of bringing local farmers' products into our dining services, having big celebratory events as part of that, and learning how Darden as an institution can support the local economy and bring in more delicious produce that comes from right around here.
And you're doing a wonderful job with outreach. We talked a little bit about the blog, and you have your own podcast, the Darden Green Pod, which happens to be very popular at UVA, which is just wonderful on the iTunes. What's next for the Green Pod? Do you have anything lined up with the forum and your podcast?
We will be interviewing several of our speakers, I'm looking forward to having them here in the studio. And we've also been very happy to see that externally, some of our faculty have been very noticed for their sustainability leadership in the classroom. Two of our faculty members, Greg Fairchild and Michael Lennox, recently won Faculty Pioneer Awards from the Aspen Institute, and they won two of the four awards that were given this year.
Wow.
So we were very excited about that, and I'm sure we'll be talking with them in the Darden Green Pod as well.
Well, good. And you can hear Erica's podcasts and read the blog by just really going to the Darden homepage or looking for sustainability at Darden off the homepage or any of the blogs or podcasts. The manager of sustainability programs at Darden, Erica Herz, thanks so much for coming by and joining us.
Thank you, Ken.
Teams of students from the top business schools competed at the University of Maryland last week in the third annual Mergers and Acquisitions Competition. The event, held by Maryland's Smith School of Business, challenged the students to craft and present M&A pitches to a panel of judges. The team from the Darden School came in second place. NYU finished first. Carnegie Mellon was third. Marriott International sponsored the event. Marriott representatives served as judges along with other executives and faculty. Well, that's it for this edition of the Darden Business Cast. A new podcast is posted each Friday afternoon in several places, among them the Darden website, iTunes, and Podcast Alley. We invite you to listen each week for the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business on the Darden Business Cast. Thanks for listening. For our editor, Gary Peters, I'm Ken White, wishing you a safe, happy, and productive week.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.